Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program. For its editorial content, statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group.
The following hour is brought to you by Madden Advisory Services.
Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up-to-date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but is limited to the dissemination of general information. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the options presented. Madden Advisory Services, Inc. is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempt from registration requirements.
Helping to make our community a better place. This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing the things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by our local experts. Call 340-1045. That's 340-1045. Now, Smart Money on News 104.5 WOKV. Here are your hosts, Hank Madden, Michelle Barron, and Brian Hughes.
Jacksonville, welcome back to Hour 2 live on this beautiful Saturday day. Wonderful day to go out, take the kids, go to the beach.
Or the Monster Truck Rally.
Monster Truck Rally. Go fishing. Whiting or in, they say, in the surf. If you're wanting to fish, and fish with fresh, dead shrimp. But more importantly...
More important than fishing?
More important than fresh, dead shrimp.
That sounds delicious.
That's what he said.
They're fresh.
They're fresh, yeah. If they're fresh enough, hey, you can take your bait home and eat it. What can I tell you?
If you turn out to be a lousy fisherman.
Well, that was the advantage of fishing with live shrimp for trout, by the way. Anyway, welcome back to Smart Money. Yeah, lines are open, 340-1045. That's 340-1045. And as the beautiful Mystic Minx will tell you, call and call now. Did you know?
Did you know Andrew Jackson, who founded the Democratic Party, complained about entrenched, out-of-touch politicians? He actually removed up to a fifth of government workers. The only issue is... he just replaced them with his own political supporters. Unfortunately, they were often even more corrupt than those that they replaced.
Well, what can I tell you? He was an artilleryman, though, I'll tell you that much. Whatever. Listen, folks, believe it or not, we do have real jobs in life. That's right. Madden Advisory Services. You know, you hear us and talked about when we're coming on the air. Madden Advisory Services is somewhat of a unique firm. Unlike those that may have a vested interest in peddling products, meeting quotas, what have you, we are what's known as an independent, meaning we're not aligned with anyone, fee only, which means we don't sell products, we don't accept commissions, we don't take kickbacks, free meals or trips. Firm of certified financial planners. So that tells you what the educational requirements are for someone to practice financial planning in our firm. They can't go out and take a couple of in-house courses and say, I'm a financial planner now. Well, anybody can say they're a financial planner. Only those that have gone through the testing and maintained their currency through the educational programs can say, I am a certified financial planner, CFP, and we are a firm of such. We will provide an initial consultation to meet with you at no fee for an hour. This allows us to learn more about you and what your specific needs are, and at the same time, to tell you who we are, how we conduct our business, what process we'll take you through, and what will be the exact cost of doing business with us. That way, all things are on top of the table, and you'll always know exactly where you stand with us. By fee-only investing, we're married to your success. That's right. We can only profit when you profit. And when you lose, we'll lose as well. But, folks, we're losing on a grander scale because it may not be the correction just in your account, but across the board. So we do our best to minimize the losses that we may incur. So if you'd like to meet with us, Michelle, Brian, or me, give us a call at 296-1127. That's 296-1127, and Vanessa will schedule you for your consultation. I think you'll find it quite eye-opening. And if we can't be of service, by golly, we're going to tell you we don't think this is the right thing for you to do. So look forward to meeting you. I'm always interested in meeting our listeners, particularly our long-term listeners. It's always a very humbling experience. So we look forward to doing that. You had, what was it, Brian, you brought up about?
Interest rates.
Interest rates, yes. You mentioned that Powell, the new Fed chief, intimated that we could look at, instead of three, possibly four interest rates this year.
Yeah, and there's some debate between the Fed chairmen because other chairmen came out last week and said, maybe not. We'll see. So I think it'll be interesting when he speaks this week to try to get a little bit more of a read on that. But the fact of the matter is we have interest rates have been rising recently. Since Donald Trump took office, the 10-year Treasury is up more than a full percent. Even since the beginning of this year, I want to say the 10-year Treasury was about 2.4. And on Thursday, the 10-year Treasury hit 2.9. And so that rise does have an impact on your financial life in a multiple different ways. Anyone want to talk or me?
Well, I thought you were going someplace else with it.
Well, one is your interest rates on car loans, mortgages, credit cards are all tied to the Treasury rate.
The 10-year rate, add 1.5 points to that, and you'll generally find out what the mortgage rates are going to be.
Right. So mortgage rates have been going up recently. In your investments?
But wait, we say that they're going up, but I still think you have to point out that, mortgage rates, 4.4 maybe percent now?
Yeah, they're very competitive.
Still historically extremely low. I can't tell you
how many. It's not the 80s.
No, because how many clients come in and tell us that, man, my first house, I was paying 17% interest.
I know. People come in and say, I had a CD that paid 12% interest.
We have municipal bonds, AAA, 14.
Yeah, we're a little bit of a ways away from that.
Long, long way away. Nor do we have the environment that Jimmy Carter created, as much as Barack Obama tried to. So
the point with that is they are rising, but we do have to keep it in perspective.
Right. Yep. It doesn't mean things are unaffordable. It just means they're a little bit more expensive. It's not the unaffordable point.
The areas that will be affected, interest rate sensitive investments, of course, will be bonds. The longer the maturity, the greater the impact of the rate change, the shorter the maturity, the less the impact.
Well, the other side of that is what we perceive as the lower risk bonds have a higher impact to interest rate sensitivity.
Yes.
So what I mean by that is U.S. Treasuries have a higher sensitivity to interest rate risk than regular corporate bond or a high yield bond.
Right. Yeah. And the junk bonds, corporate high yield is what they're actually called, but they could be paying up around 5.5-6%. And so your other long term bonds, 2.5, maybe 3. So a quarter of a point on a 2.5-3 year bond is a pretty good impact.
Well, and here's what happens is even when we have a year where we had a 10% correction, the aggregate bond index is still down 2.25% this year because interest rates have gone up.
Yeah. You know, when you hear yields are rising on the news, you got to be got to be careful. What's happening is bond prices are falling. Consequently, the yield gets higher that they're paying in relationship now to the discounted bond value. So you can also look at REITs, real estate investment trust, the income producing REITs particularly will be impacted
right.
in this manner.
And so again, interest rates have gone up about 0.5% this year. REITs are down 9% this year.
Yeah, they don't like interest rate risk. You know, oddly enough, the one that I would thought would have reacted, even though we hadn't seen inflation as much, have been TIPS, Treasury inflicted.
They wish it was inflicted with some inflation.
Treasury inflated protected securities. They're designed for the rising interest rate, rising inflation market.
They're still somewhat sensitive to interest rates, but they have that inflation that helps them out.
Yep. And we've only had half of that equation, the interest rates.
Right.
So inflation, though, is beginning to impact us. The PCE,
personal consumption expenditure.
Yeah, bingo. Thank you. My mind just went bling. The Feds really watch that, folks, more than they do the CPI. And the current PCE is running at about 1.7%. Its previous high was 1.8, so it hasn't returned to that. And where they got concerned is at 2%. So we're a good number of interest rate increases from the 2% mark. So just because you may hear them talking about the CPI, and one of the factors of the CPI were the oil prices had shot up. Although they try to keep energy and food out of the core, it is part of
the headline number.
Yeah. So yeah. We're not really overly concerned about a runaway market with inflation or with interest rates.
Well, we bring up these points because we do think you have to be cognizant of how interest rate rises impact your portfolio. Because what, it's been about 30 years since we've been in a rising interest rate market?
Yep.
It's not something that investors have any recency to experience.
No. Then you're also, another thing you can look for is the fabled inverted yield. That's where the short-term rate passes the, is it the 10-year mark, 10-year bench?
I think it's a 2 and 10.
2 and 10, yeah. Okay. When that short-term two-year rate goes above the 10-year rate, we're going to start getting in trouble if we're not already there. But we're a long, long way from that happening. That generally will lead and breed into a recession. So there's none of that we can see on the horizon.
Well, we've talked about this a lot, too, probably more last year, is there certain areas that are actually helped by rising interest rates, like your financials and banks that will pay you a money market rate, but then they'll charge you a mortgage rate. And the higher the interest rate is, the higher the spread that they can make on that. So they're actually helped. You just need to be cognizant of these types of things when you're constructing and rebalancing your portfolio.
Know the cause and effect. The other one, and I think we've talked about it before here, I know we have, is that I'll have a client call up, and particularly it's more the husband, that will say, listen, my wife's portfolio is just simply not keeping up with the S&P 500, and we've got to get this corrected. And so I'll ask the standard question, are you familiar with first what your wife's policy was by yield and by risk standard deviation, how much risk they're willing to take? Do you know what their beta is for the portfolio? Now, we can tell somebody, you know, boy, man, you really are doing great with your portfolio, but the great is what? Well, that what is what your benchmark is. And for many portfolios, it is going to be the S&P 500. Now, beta tells you what percentage of that benchmark you're going to capture. It's important for you to understand this. Risk is quantifiable. That's right. We can measure it. And that critter is known as the standard deviation. How much does something go up or go down? So if I told you I'm going to create a portfolio for you, around 40% is your risk, would you take it? When we come back, we'll have your answers for you. Okay, folks, we're going to take a short information timeout. Motor Mouth went on again. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money Time is 11:22. Did you know?
Did you know one of the great parts about living in the United States compared to other countries is the protection of property rights, which granted does come under attack from time to time, but it is still significantly better than a lot of other countries. John Adams was a huge defender of property rights. Stay tuned in to hear his Smart Money quote. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKV.
Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money time is 11:27. Did you know?
Did you know a major founding principle of the U.S. is protection of property rights? Our founding father and second U.S. president once said that property must be secured or liberty cannot exist. While today we have issues with eminent domains, our property rights are significantly more secure than a lot of other countries worldwide, which is one of the reasons that foreign investors buy so many of our assets.
Super. Marshall's got a great question, but I want to spend some time with it. So, Marshall, I'm going to pick you up on the other side. Finish up what I was talking about with beta. Your beta tells you how you're going to react to your benchmark. A neutral position is 1.0. You're going to do the same as your benchmark. If you're aggressive, say you really want to take a lot of high risks, and you'll create one like 1.3, 1.5. And that says you're going to do 30 to 50% better going up. But guess what? Going down, the same is going to happen. So if you want to be more defensive, which really is our client base, then we'll create betas less than one, like 0.7, 0.8 as an example, 0.6, which means you'll garner anywhere from 60 up to 80% of the performance of the S&P 500. So keep in mind that when you say, I want to buy the S&P 500, I want my portfolio to match it or beat it, you're talking about portfolio risk, volatility, going up or down more than 40%. Most people understanding that are going to come back with an entirely different story. So, in other words, they don't want to do it.
Well, they only want to do it on the upside.
Yeah, but the upside has the downside. So here, again, when you take the downside, the lower, like a 0.8, 0.7, what you're saying is I'm willing to transfer some of that upside gain down to the bottom. So when the market goes down, I'm not going to go down as far. Consequently, when it begins to recover, I'm going to recover faster. So there is a good risk reward there. Understand beta and your portfolio. Folks, Scotty's giving me the finger again. That's the 1 minute time zone we got. So we're going to take an information timeout. That's right. We're going to bring you up to date Fox National News, local weather, traffic patterns for the Jacksonville area. And then we're right back to you and your questions. Lines are open, 340-1045. That's 340-1045. And it's a beautiful, exotic birthday mom. Mystic Meats will tell you. Happy birthday, Larry. God bless you, son. We're awful proud of you. It is 904 is the area code. It's 1130. Did you know?
Did you know, according to Money Magazine, Gerald Ford pointed out that a government big enough to give you everything you want is a government big enough to take from you everything that you have. Let's talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKV.
Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money. You are listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money time is 11:36. Yeah, lines are open, 340-1045. That's 340-1045. And before I give you the did you know, folks, I want you to all start saying a prayer. Michelle just informed us at Cecil Field, where they're bringing in the World War II aircraft, there's a B-24 Liberator that's circling Cecil right now that's having trouble lowering its landing gear. So please say a prayer for that aircraft and crew. God bless them. Okay, did you know?
Did you know our 38th president once said a government big enough to give you everything you want is a government big enough to take from you everything you have? Ford was the president who worried that high government spending was leading to runaway inflation and pressed for smaller government, telling Congress the first thing we all have to do is learn to say no.
I don't think that's in their lexicon of answers today, unless it's to a Republican, give the people more of what they worked for. Okay, let's see if Marshall's been able to hang it in there. Marshall, you still with us, good buddy?
Hi, folks. How are y'all?
Hi, Marshall.
Hey, God bless you. Thank you.
You know, I love the conversation people have about how low interest rates are today. And they immediately compare that to back when Jimmy was there and he did 14% mortgages. I tried a few different times to go back and look for charts I used to have of how the history of the VA rate was over time, because that was a great indicator that was a good of market at that time. I can't seem to get anything back before 71, and I thought, you know what? I bet Hank remembers when there was a VA rate as low as 4 or 5%.
I'm not quite that old, and nor was the Army that generous in letting us move off of post housing. But I did get a VA loan. My first house, I was a young captain in 1975. The house was $38,000. It was on a corner lot. It was 1,600 square feet. And had a walkout basement. We were in Kentucky, and of course, you know, your property does slant. And I'm trying to remember, but I think that mortgage was 6% in change. The payment was like $336 a month, PITI, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. And I'd never owed that much money in my life, and it scared the bejeebers out of me.
When I got in the mortgage business, late 73, early 74, we were trying to figure out how to do a loan as high as we could but avoid the Florida 10% usury rate. But I'd understood that in the 60s, we did have 4 and 5% VA rate. So maybe you've got a listener that remembers. And the reason why I say that is this. These truly are historic lows, and people don't think about it that way. I mean, yes, we had some high highs, but this is the lowest of the lows, folks. This is just the way it is. So when people say, oh, the rates went up 0.5%, everybody's going to quit buying. The rates went up 1%. That's still the bargain.
Oh, Lord, yes.
Point, Hank.
Yeah, it is.
Below $100,000 for a house. You can't get a house below $100,000 that most people would live in today.
No.
Okay, so it's a perspective, and you have to take it in the whole context. So I would love to hear if anybody knows. Now I've gotten my brain going. I couldn't find it online, but I am going to research it and find it where we were. I know there were the charts out there. Thank you for your Saturday morning education, all three of you. You did a great job. Appreciate it.
Okay, Marshall, thank you so very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, you know, what he brought out is very true. And what we're also seeing are that house prices are finally going back up. So if you want to have the American dream and own a home, you're going to pay whatever the prevailing mortgage rates are. And 4-something% is not a bad rate by any stretch of the imagination.
You know, last week some housing numbers came down, which monthly housing sales numbers are very volatile, right? They are all over the board. But last week showed a decline. And what I thought was interesting about the decline was that it was not a decline because of a lack of buyers. It was a decline because of a lack of supply.
Yeah, inventory. And inventory has been declining since last November. Is getting less and less. And here's the irony. Construction, if you hear new housing, new housing construction has slowed down. If someone's building a home today, they'll know what I'm talking about. Try to get somebody that a good sheetrock hanger or mason or roofer. You got to book these folks sometimes 3 to a month and a half, 2 months in advance, depending upon what you're doing. It's just a shortage of workers, and they're they're filled to capacity on demand. So, yeah, our problem is we don't have people. The trades are just, they're not there. We had some brickwork and stonework done for a home, but we were talking to, Joby was, talking to the bricklayers and stonemasons, and they said the sad thing is that they don't have people coming in their steps to replace them once they finally leave the business. And that's a shame. You know, you can make, if you want to be in the trades, folks, you can make some very, very good money. I know some guys I went to high school with that started out as plumbers, own their own plumbing business, and they're doing quite well for themselves. So trades don't hurt you one bit. And as they become more scarce, you know, Brian, that's going to even add more to the price of a home and more, even more so, help reduce the supply rate of homes, which drives the homes up even faster and further. So there is an upside and downside. 38,000 was my first one. And then when our son Michael and his wife Jen bought their first home here, they had the bid for the dadgum thing, and it was over 200,000. Which, Lord, back in the 60s, you could have purchased any home on Pontevedra Boulevard for less than that.
That would have been a good investment.
You think? Yeah, it would have. And then lots on the Redneck Riviera, that is Palm Valley. You know, people would look at that and say, you know, why would you even want to buy something there? You know, it's just nothing. It's swamp and a bunch of dadgum rednecks. Well, those rednecks, I tell you what, it's like one of the best collectibles in the world, and I'm going to surprise you with this one. You know what it is?
Land.
It holds value?
Land?
What? Indian blankets.
Yeah, you surprised me.
That surprised me, too.
Indian blankets. You remember when the early settlers used to trade rifles and whiskeys for Indian blankets? They weren't necessarily
crazy. I don't actually
remember
that.
That's from the...
It turns out I was not there.
Neither was I, but John Wayne was. And if John Wayne said it was true, it was true.
That's right.
No, but Indian blankets, you've got to really be careful when you buy and make sure you're getting it from an authorized dealer. You're going to pay $15,000, $20,000. For one, some can go up as high as 100, and folks are buying them. They roll them up and stick them in a vault so they don't fade.
Can you put that in your IRA?
You can put art and yes, you can. You can put art and collectibles in an IRA, but you know, then you're talking about the reappraisal fees, the storage fees that go with it. But yes, you can. So, and there are some folks that do that. That's how they'll buy their art and enjoy it too. So, you know, it's nice if you can. Okay, folks, we have to take an information timeout. I don't know where this morning is going. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Smart Money time is 11:46. Yes, lines are open, 340-1045. That's 340-1045. Call and call now. And as the beautiful Mystic Minx will tell you, that's area code 904. Did you know?
Did you know this entire show we've been talking about Money Magazine's smart money quotes from past presidents? I have one last quote from Ronald Reagan, but you're going to have to stay tuned in to hear it. You're listening to Smart Money, brought to you by Madden Advisory Services, right here on News 104.5 WOKV.
Jacksonville, welcome back to Smart Money. You're listening to News 104.5 WOKV. Yeah, lines are open, 340-1045. It is 11:51. Did you know?
Did you know President Reagan famously said the simple answer is let's make the whole pie bigger and everybody gets a bigger slice? When Reagan took office, there were heavy regulations on corporations and tax rates were all the way at 70%. Reagan noticed the efforts were shackling America's spirit, pointing out government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
What were his four most famous words? I'm from the government, more than four, and I'm here to help you. Six, whatever. So, a special hello to two beautiful young ladies, Miss Sarah Ellis and her sister, Miss Emily Ellis. Those are our two grandbabies. God bless you, girls. Your G-Ma and I say hello, and we love you. And to Larry again, happy birthday, son. You're going to be an ancient aged 27. Whoa. 27, I was coming back from a second tour in Vietnam. Okay, let's see what Joe wants to talk to us about medical insurance. Joe, West Side.
Yes, got a question. Sure. Is it wise to take a out of your IRA and pay for a policy for long-term disability?
You're talking about health care or long-term disability?
Long-term disability, you know, like
yeah,
you should
yeah.
get sick.
How old are you?
Well, I'm going to be 65 in September.
Okay.
My wife is 64, but she's on disability. Right now.
Okay. Disability normally terminates at age 65.
Uh-huh.
Most policies. Do you know when that one would terminate?
But are you talking about long-term health care or are you talking about disability?
No. I'm talking about a long-term health care, like for old age home, you know, if you run into.
That's what I asked first.
Out of an IRA, can you...
Well, you can take money out of your IRA and spend it for anything.
Just know that you're going to be taxed on it when you do that at your current income tax level.
Right. But there's no penalty, right?
No, other than just income taxes.
Because you're over 59 and a half, there's no penalty.
Is it wise to take it out of there?
Well, if you can pay for it without doing it, of course you're better off not to do it because of the taxation issue.
You need to,
and the future value.
And you need to consider a lot of things like, do you need long-term care? It depends on how much assets that you have. If you don't have a lot of assets, then you're not really doing anything but saving Medicaid money. And if you have a significant amount of assets, then you are able to self-insure. It's kind of if you're sandwiched in the middle that you need to look at long-term care insurance. And so it does depend on asset size.
Well, I was just curious if the tax law changed on anything like that for the since so many baby boomers are coming into the age of retirement.
I don't think the tax laws have changed in regards to doing that.
I have not read nor heard anything.
Now, products are changing, but not the tax laws.
Okay.
How dependent will your wife be on the value of that IRA should you predecease her?
Oh, she'd be really dependent on it.
Well, I would tell you that to preserve as much as you can will be very important for her.
Right.
Long-term health care costs, they're running about $100,000 a year in a decent facility.
Right.
What is your family's genetic history as far as disabling diseases that would put you there?
Well, my parents, my mom died at 88. My dad died at, or my dad's alive yet. He's 89. And my wife's mother died at 75, and her dad died at 50.
Okay, what did they die of?
Heart attacks.
Heart attacks, okay. Did your, were your parents, don't laugh when I say it this way, and were your parents healthy at the time of death?
Well, my dad's still living. And,
okay.
And he has issues with legs and circulation, but technically he's still healthy. But my mom had complications.
Okay.
The kidney and rheumatoid, all the arthritises you can think of.
You know, I never knew this until I had some issues I had to deal with last year medically. The number of different arthritis that there are. I mean, it's a bunch.
Yeah, she had a lot of them.
My
wife's more at risk so far as far as longevity than I am.
Okay, what would it do to your finances if you had to go?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it. I was just curious if you could take it out of an IRA. I know the tax implication, but I just was kind of weighing it out.
No, there are no benefits for doing that.
Okay.
Other than, yes, I've got it, and if we need it, it's there. So.
Okay.
Well, listen, they're telling me that's it.
All right.
Joe, great question. Have a blessed weekend, my friend. Folks, listen. If nobody said they cared about you today, know that Michelle, Brian, the beautiful Mystic Minx, and I do. Remember this, that the greatest investment you'll ever make is that special time that you're going to spend with friends and family. You'll never find that asset on a balance sheet anywhere. Our American fighting men and women and their families. God bless you for the sacrifices you make for us so that we might live in a free country. And our first responders, our police officers, JSO, Nassau, the St. John's County, our Florida Highway Patrol, our EMTs, our firemen. If you want to hear some heroic stories, listen to what these EMTs and firemen have to do, and I think about this coward that was supposed to defend those kids. Folks, you make tremendous sacrifices so that we might live in a city that is safe and protected. God bless you. Thank you for the sacrifices you make for us. And remember this day is a special gift from Christ Jesus to you. It's your responsibility to use it and use it wisely. Teach your children to honor their God by kneeling before Him and to honor their country by standing and saluting Him. Folks, God bless you. We'll be with you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.